If you ever thought about becoming a freelancer but wondered if you could make it, you've come to the right place. This is Freelance, Can I Really Make It? The podcast about the ups and downs and hardships that we deal with as freelancers, but how we actually make it out and have long, fruitful, successful careers. I am your host, Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. Let's get on with the show. What's up, everybody? I know you saw my Instagram reel, Instagram post, and Facebook post. Of course, I record that prior to recording this episode. Well, I recorded that the night that I'm recording this episode. I'm currently recording this episode at night, even though you saw that earlier in the day. The reason why I'm recording right now, tonight, late night, is because I saw something online that caught my attention that I absolutely have to share with you guys, especially new up and coming freelancers. This is critically important. And the post that I saw, I'll just read a little bit of it. It says, content creators working for free is harmful to the industry as a whole. That is so true, so important, and I want to explain to you why. For those of you who are new to freelancing and are trying to establish a name for yourselves, this is critically important for you to know. What's also critically important for you to know before I get into that is advertising on this podcast. If you advertise on my podcast and just say you reach just one person, that's one more person than you reached by advertising your business on your own. And I'm not just saying you're only going to reach one, but if we're doing just a law of averages here, what if you just reached one? That's one more client, one more customer. That could be the ultimate customer that could actually change your life. But you'll never know unless you advertise and get your word, your business out there. Word of mouth is good advertising, and your advertising coming from my mouth is super important because this podcast, like pretty much everything online, is worldwide. And that's not to say that you don't put any effort into advertising your own business, but with your effort plus me, think how many more people you're going to reach. So if you want to advertise on this podcast, please reach out to me at ahmed@arobersonphoto.com. A-H-M-E-D. At arobersonphoto.com, and we'll discuss your advertising needs and rates. And with that being said, getting back to the topic of the podcast, content creators who do work for free hurts the industry as a whole. What that means is, especially for new up and coming freelancers, new artists, new influencers. What that means is, as you're trying to establish a name for yourself, of course, you're going to feel compelled to do some work for free. I mean, nobody wants to work for free. However, when you're new to this and you're excited and you're very enthused, and you want to get your name out there, you'll do anything. And I'm quite sure if you haven't said it yet, you'd say it soon. If money wasn't an issue, I'd do it for free. I've made the same mistake of saying that. And feeling that way is not the mistake, but saying that, especially out loud to other businesses and other people who need your services, that's where the mistake comes in, because what they end up doing is looking at you and rubbing their hands together like, yeah, we got them. This person's a good influencer, has a long reach, reaches a lot of people, influences a lot of people, and they're willing to do it for free because they're excited, they're passionate about their craft and what they're doing and the notoriety that they're gaining. So that business is going to exploit that. And because you don't know any better, and because you're so, for lack of a better word, desperate to get your name and yourself out there for the world to see, to go viral, for the world to know who you are, you're willing to do it for free. But what you don't realize is you're hurting yourself. You're hurting the industry as a whole, and you're hurting yourself. And I'll give you an example about that in just a second. But ultimately, the reason why you're hurting yourself is because if you start to establish yourself as a person who is willing to do work for free, When other businesses find out, and trust me, they will, especially if you're blowing up, if you have a large platform and a large following, that means other businesses are watching you. And they're going to want to work with you. And they're going to contact the previous business that you worked with, either to get in contact with you or to find out what you're like to work with, what type of rates you charge, so on and so forth. So if you start to establish yourself as a person who works for free, even if a company that's interested in you decides to contact you directly and you give them a rate, just say, just for discussion's sake, oh, you do advertising on your Instagram page or your TikTok or wherever your large influencing following comes from, you do it for $10 per ad. The company reaches out to you. Yeah, I do it for 10 bucks. They reach out to the previous company that you work with. Yeah, such and such said they'll charge us 10 bucks for a promo. Is that what they charge you? How would they like to work with? Oh man, they were great to work with. Big influencer, big following, but they did our promo for free. Oh really? Did they? Okay, I'm not paying them 10 bucks to do my promo. If they did yours for free, why would I pay them? Well, we offered them magazine coverage, you know, put your name in magazine, the notoriety, people will know who you are, you know what I'm saying? And compensation, we gave them a set of headphones or a lifetime supply of bubble gum, whatever the case may be, you know what I'm saying? But what they do is they find out that you're willing to work for free, they are not going to be willing to pay you. More importantly, even if you didn't establish yourself as somebody working for free, they're going to try to lowball you because they want to get the most out of you for the least out of their pocket. You've heard the expression, it's business, not personal. So when it becomes business, they take away all personalization. I mean, on the back end, it's still personal because it's like, it's all about me. It's not about you. That's what makes it personal. But ultimately, it's not personal because they take all emotion out of it. So for example, if you are working with a business that your friend works at or that your friend runs, of course it's personal to you because that's my friend. I want to work with my friend. But when you make it strictly about business, we're going to put our friendship aside and we're going to do this work. So with us putting our friendship aside, my ultimate goal is survival. It's growing my company, making my company bigger and better and richer. I don't get rich by giving you money. So from the business standpoint, I'm not paying you a dime. I need you to do this promo because we'll put your name out there and you'll get notoriety and people will know who you are. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not paying you because by me not paying you, that keeps money in my pocket, which makes my business grow. It's not personal. It's just business. But if you go in there with the wrong attitude, not looking at it from a business standpoint, which basically for the most part is somewhat of a stoic standpoint, emotions are out of it. This is strictly business. If you don't go into their negotiations with a strictly business stoic type attitude, they will likely take advantage of you. They'll smile in your face and glad hand you, shake your hand and give you coffee and donuts and welcome to the office and give you the world tour. But when it comes down to it, their ultimate goal is to not spend any money. Period. That's how businesses sustain themselves. That's how businesses grow. They don't want to pay you. If they do pay you, they want to pay you the least amount possible so they can keep more money, more profits, more revenue in their pockets. But if you go into the game wanting to do work for free because you want to build a name for yourself and you want to establish yourself, you are harming yourself more than you know, and you're harming the industry because now if this company that wanted to work with you finds out that you're working for free and you do great work, you're not the only influencer, only freelancer that's out here doing great work for free. Unfortunately, you're not the only one that's doing work, good work out here for free. So what happens is you decide, oh man, I've been screwing myself. I'm not about to do this for free anymore. But by you doing it for free and building a name for yourself, you've also influenced other influencers to take your method to try to build a name for themselves by doing work for free. So when you decide, oh man, I've been getting screwed, I've been getting ran over and taken advantage of, I'm no longer doing work for free, I'm going to start charging for my services, the company most likely might say, you know, you're really dope and we like your influence and you're following over the mass media and so on and so forth, but you're not the only one. Such and such right down the street is doing the exact same thing, just as good as you, if not better, and they're willing to do it for free because they're trying to establish themselves. So now you decided to raise your actually establish some rates, and the company's like, nah, we're used to getting your services for free. I'm not going to pay you now. You've been giving it to me for free. Why would I pay you? That makes absolutely no sense. So you stick to your guns. They stick to their guns. You guys both part ways. Now you're not doing any influencing for them, which you don't reap the benefit because they're a big company. So you don't get that notoriety. Plus, you don't get paid because you establish yourself as somebody who would work for free. So now they leave you and they go on to the next influencer who's willing to work for free because they don't know any better. They think that's the way to establish themselves, by doing work for free, trying to get themselves out there. Yes, it takes longer. And it is much harder to establish yourself when you're charging for your work up front, especially if you haven't built such a great following yet. It is very hard. It's very hard, and it takes a long time to do so, but it is the absolute right way to do it. I promise you. I promise you, it is not going to work in your benefit to do work for free and then all of a sudden expect a company, a person, an entity that's been getting services from you for free to all of a sudden want to pay you. It's not personal. Personally, they're like, man, you should be getting paid for your work, man. You should absolutely get paid because you're good at what you do. But from a business standpoint, I ain't paying you a dime. You've been doing this for free. Why would I pay you now? You see what I'm saying? You see the difference? And that's what I mean when I say it hurts the industry as a whole, because what you do influences other people. You know, like I've had other photographers reach out to me and say my work influenced their whole career. And I'm, man, you know, let me throw a round of applause in there for them. I am so appreciative. I cannot even explain how humbling that is, how great that makes me feel. But I've also myself been influenced by other photographers too. And I say that to say, by you being a new influencer or a semi-established or up-and-coming influencer, by you doing work influencing the masses, you're also influencing other influencers. And if they find out that you've established yourself by doing stuff for free, they're going to take the same method that you took and start doing work for free. And now it starts to snowball. And now you've gone from yourself to another, to 4, to 8, to 12, to 16. And exponentially, it just starts to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it creates a pool of influencers that are willing to work for free in order to establish themselves. But you're absolutely hustling backwards. You're trying to swim upstream, meaning if the water's running downhill, you're trying to swim against that downhill stream up the stream to get to the top of the mountain. And it is extremely difficult. This job is difficult, what we do, but we can make it. We can do this, right? But by you doing the work for free, you're just treading water. You're just sitting there flapping your feet, kicking and swimming as hard as you can, and you're not going anywhere. Matter of fact, you're going backward. You're going backwards. You're not helping yourself. And here's two examples. And I'll relate these examples to car audio, because if you've been following my podcast, hopefully you have, you know, round of applause for y'all. If you have been following, I do appreciate that sincerely. If you have been following, you know, I also do car audio, or I did car audio seriously for a long time, got out of it. I'm back in it. But when I was in it, when I first got into it, there used to be the Penny Saver, little newspaper ad, kind of like a mini magazine that would come out. I don't even know if Penny Saver is still around, but if they are, shout out to Penny Saver. But anyway, in Penny Saver, there used to be a lot of ads for car stereo shops. And say, for example, on average, the average car stereo will cost $99 plus whatever it costs to install it, whatever parts you may need. But the base price was at least $99. Other companies, other stereo shops would advertise in the same Penny Saver, in the same section, in the car stereo ad section, they would advertise the exact same stereo, model for model, color for color, no difference whatsoever. The exact same stereo, they would advertise that stereo for like $29. And what it was a bait and switch, meaning they bait you you know, like a worm on a hook, same thing with phishing. They bait you with the $29 ad, but when you show up, yeah, the radio's $29, but you have to pay X amount of dollars for installation parts. By the time they were done, it would equal up to that same $99 that the other company advertisement ran for, or it would cost more. But that's how they got you into the shop. They were such good salesmen that they would bait you by putting the same radio for $29. So by you unsuspecting client, customer, you look in the magazine or the penny saver and you see Sony radio, $99. Sony radio over here, $29. It's the same radio. Why would anybody in their right mind go pay $99 for something they can get for $29, right? So you go to the stereo shop that was advertising that radio for $29. You get in there, and like I said, they're such good salesmen, and plus they would rush your car to the installation bay and have the car being taken apart. So while you're up there negotiating the price, the installers are in the back taking the car apart. So you, the customer, if you're not car stereo savvy, you don't know how to put your car back together. We've already got your car torn apart. You're up there negotiating on a $29 radio. By the time it's all said and done, you walked out the door paying $250. The bait and the switch. Whereas if you would have went for the $99 radio, you would have paid $99 plus whatever installation parts. You would have paid a whole lot less than $250. I guarantee it. Well, that bait and switch is kind of like what you're trying to do. If you offer your services for free and then try to upsell somebody, chances are it's not going to work. And if you did find a way to upsell somebody, they're not going to be very happy, because trust me, those customers who thought they were getting a $29 radio and ended up paying $250 were not happy at all. And they lost that customer for life. And that's a terrible business model, because ultimately the longevity of a company is the return customer. Like Chris Rock said in his comic stand, the money ain't in the cure, the money's in the comeback. Just like modern medicine, the medicine doesn't cure you, it just gets you by until you have to take your next pill, until you have to get your next dose, right? So the bait and switch company that I used to work at, you know, they didn't necessarily care about the customer coming back. They just wanted to hit them one time real hard over the head, take their money, and then they were gone. Whereas the other company, you know, they try to do with the honest prices, you know, that way you establish a customer for life. The customer comes back because you provide good service, so on and so forth. But if you go into this game with the bait and switch type of mindset, like I'm just going to establish myself and do this work for free, and then once I blow up and they find out who I am, then I can start charging them, they're not going to go for that switch. They took the bait of you doing the work for free because it's good bait. You're good at what you do. You have a great following. You're an influencer, and people see your posts. Hundreds of thousands of people are viewing your posts. So when you're doing that post on Instagram or Facebook or TikTok or whatever you do, and 100,000 people are seeing that, and they see the impact that you have, and then they advertise their product on your Instagram or TikTok or social media platform for free, they've reached that many more people for free. Why would they decide to pay you? And I mean, again, it's not always like that, but 9 times out of 10, for the most part, it pretty much is. It pretty much is. And it's, if you don't know what you're doing, if you're new to this and you don't know what you're doing, you can be taken advantage of. And it is very disheartening. It's very upsetting. Is heartbreaking. It's so bad, and it might take your passion away from you, make you hate being an influencer. Here's another example. Same thing with like Penny Saver. There was Craigslist, car stereo. My buddy used to run a business advertising Craigslist, Penny Saver, all kind of free platforms or whatever, low cost platforms, just to get his name out there. And he would do that, and he would find business, find clients, and he would go do their car stereo. He was a mobile car stereo service provider, installer, so on and so forth. Then he started noticing, my business is slowing down. What is going on? I'm running the same ads. I don't know what's happening. I thought there's more competition. It's going to be harder for you to get out there and keep the same clients you have when you're competing against that many more people. It's just difficult, but it's the way of the world. As the population increases, as people need money, people need jobs, people find their talents, they realize what they can do, they see you doing it, why can't they? Same thing like you being an influencer, influencing other influencers. They see you doing it. Why can't they? Right? So you're establishing more competition for yourself. Also, if you're doing it for free, you're letting them know to do it for free. Now you're ruining the whole industry because everybody's doing it for free. But I digress. Let me get back to that story really quick. So my buddy's running ads in the Penny Saver and Craigslist trying to get car stereo clients, and he's noticing business is slowing down. So I told him, start looking at your competitors' ads to see if they're doing something different than they were doing before, or if there's more competition out there. Maybe as other people taking food off your plate. It's just part of the game. It absolutely sucks, but it's part of the game. So he starts to look at all these other ads, and he noticed a recurring ad from this guy says, my name is such and such. I'm a new car stereo installer, but I'm trying to establish my business. I will install your stereo for free. All you have to do is tell people where you got the stereo installed for. Don't tell them I did it for free. Just tell them I did a good job and I'll take care of the rest. He was trying to establish himself by doing the work for free in hopes that he could charge people later on. Absolute failure. Absolute terrible business idea. Terrible failure, and that dude ended up losing so much of his time, because time is important, right? What we do takes time. It is important. We should be paid for our time. Just because we work from home or we influence doesn't make our work any different from anybody who drives to their job, sits in a cubicle or an office all day. There's no difference. Please understand that. People try to take advantage and think, oh, you work from home, you could do it for a discount. Why? Why would I do it for a discount? Why is my work different from home than it would be from sitting in an office? It's no different. If I worked at an office and did the exact same work, you'd pay full price. But because I'm doing it at home, you want me to do it for free? Makes no sense. Absolutely makes no sense whatsoever. But I digress. Going back to that kid that ran that ad in Craigslist and Penny Saver talking about he'll do his work for free. Don't tell him that I did it for free. I'll do it later. The mistake is, number one, you put an ad on the internet. It's on the internet forever. It's out there forever. It's not going to go away. So when people see that you said in your ad, dingus, when people see that you said that in your ad, don't tell them that I did it for free. Just tell them that I did a good job and I'll take care of the rest. They saw that ad. They probably did a screen grab, or they cut it out of the paper or the Penny Saver, and they saved it and showed you when you showed up, or when you called them, or when they called you and you tried to charge for your services. All of a sudden, your ad said, sir, I'm willing to do the work for free. Why would anybody decide to pay you after they found out that you did work for free? Do you see what I'm getting at here? Do you guys see what I'm getting at? I'm a little animated, a little agitated, because again, I've been through this. I've been doing this. I've been in this business for 17 and a half years. And I'm not saying that as a brag. I'm saying that as I'm a survivor in this. This is extremely difficult. It is extremely difficult what we do. And I understand your method of trying to get your name out there, because the conventional way of doing it, the slow way, and trying to charge for your services is extremely difficult. But you have to hear where I'm coming from. If you start doing work for free, it is highly improbable, highly unlikely that if you're working with a business and you've been doing work for them for months or a year for free, they're going to be like, you know, we should just pay them. There are some moral people, strong ethics, that might say, you know what, we've been taking advantage of such and such, we should go ahead and pay them. But chances are they might not be. And even if they were, would you want to work for a company for free for all these months just to go viral on the internet for nothing when you're not getting paid for nothing? I mean, come on, man. Think about it. Think about it. Think about the big picture. Don't think about the immediate satisfaction of being viral and being popular right now, because that viral popularity is short-lived. It is short-lived, and you know that, because if you look at Instagram and Facebook and you scroll through your timeline, you see something, unless you save it, unless you share it over and over again, when you see something, it's popular, it's cool, it gets your attention, but you keep scrolling looking for the next influence, the next viral post, right? the same thing that you're doing going past somebody's post is the same thing they're doing to your post. So you going viral, becoming big time and getting a name for yourself, especially for free, is nothing. Because again, these companies are not going to be like, hey man, this person's doing this work for free. We can put our stuff on their platform and get our name out there and sell more product without having to pay for advertising. Oh, that's sweet. We start doing it. A couple of months go by. Hey man, guess what? Such and such said they want to start charging us for this service now. What? Bump that. I'm not paying them. Nah, let's just go find the next influencer that's out there willing to do it for free. And then they find the next influencer and they get rid of you. And then in hindsight, you're sitting back looking like, dang, I just wasted this whole year doing all this work. And trust me, influencing work is not easy. And of course, if I'm saying this to you, you already know that. I just spent this whole year doing all this influencing work for free and I got nothing for it. Man, this sucks. And it might be so disheartening where it takes your passion away, where you might stop being an influencer. Now you've killed your own career because you were trying to build your career with no foundation. The foundation of working for free is not solid. It is terribly shaky and it is not going to work in your benefit. So on behalf of all freelancers, all influencers everywhere, do not do work for free. What we do takes talent, takes time, takes dedication. And we've all taken our talent to that next level because of our dedication, all the time that we put into this. We've taken our talent to that next level to where people are inspired by it and they want our services. So therefore, we should charge for it. Don't feel bad about charging people for your services. They don't feel bad about taking advantage of your services and using it for free. Or if you see something popular, like a popular clothing brand, they don't feel bad about charging you $200 for a t-shirt, the same t-shirt you could have got from somewhere else for $20. They don't feel bad about that. So why should you feel bad about charging them? And if you understand business, they have a budget set aside strictly for advertising and they write it off. They don't care what it costs. Only time they care what it costs is they don't want to spend all of it on one person. They want to get as much advertising as they possibly can get off their budget. So if they're getting advertising from you for free, that means they don't have to touch that part of their budget and that they can get their business out there even further for free. Now, you might be thinking, as an influencer, I just helped such and such blow up even bigger. Yeah, but what did you get for it? People looking at your post saying, oh, dang, you got some free such and such clothes. Oh, that's cool. Did those clothes help you pay your bills? Were you able to take those clothes and resell it and turn around and make enough money to pay your bills? No. Chances are you didn't. So why would you be doing all this work for free? Every single person, whether you're rich or poor, has bills to pay. Everybody, whether you're rich or poor, works for their money. The rich work for their money, not like we do, but they still work for their money. It's still work. And that money has to go towards their lifestyle, paying bills and whatever they have to do. Why is their lifestyle and their bill paying and responsibilities any different than yours? They are not. Working from home is not a gift for us. It's not a privilege. We're not entitled because we work from home. Listen to the phrase, listen to the name itself. Work from home. We work from home. I had a cushy job before this. Super cushy. I'm trying not to get myself in trouble here. You know what I mean? But oh my goodness, man. I barely worked at that job. Barely did any work. I still got my quota done, my obligations done, but I barely worked. Now that I work from home and work for myself, I work so much more. It's unreal, man. And I know you hear other people, other entrepreneurs, other influencers say the same thing. When I had my other job, I thought it was bad, but it was easy compared to how much more I work now. And if you're new to this, you might be thinking, man, it can't be that bad. Yeah, right. Once you start to do it and you realize that if you do not work, your paycheck doesn't show up. Not like going to a 9-to-5 and punching the clock and sitting behind a desk and playing on your phone and all that and still getting paid? No, it is not like that, because now if we don't do work, we don't get paid. So if it is that critically important to you that every minute matters to where you have to do some work in order to get paid to pay your bills, why would you be doing work and influencing work, which takes your time to do it for somebody else for free? Do you see what I'm getting at? I really hope you understand where I'm coming from with this. I just wanted to hit home. That's why I'm so animated about it this time in this episode. I wanted to hit home. I want you guys to feel me and understand. And I know it's not easy to be like, yeah, man, he's right. I'm going to just stop doing it for free, because you're getting the notoriety. People are finding out who you are. People are cheering you on. They're hyping you up. And you got all these good, high, expensive name brand clothes that you probably wouldn't buy otherwise. You're getting it for free because you're advertising for these other companies for free. And they're just sending you stuff. And you're like, man, this is cool. But when those bills come, you're looking at boxes and boxes and pallets worth of clothes. They're not paying your bills. The money does. And I promise you with everything in me, those companies have a budget for advertising. You just have to get a piece of that budget. They don't want to spend money on you. It's not personal. It's strictly business. From a business standpoint, everybody's business number one model for every single business, most important key for every single business on this planet, is survival. You're in business to make money, not lose money. You're in business to stay in business, not go out of business. So sustainability, you want to be in business for as long as you possibly can, right? So if that company has a budget to advertise for their business and they don't have to spend that money, that budget money, and they still get the advertising for free, why wouldn't they? It's not personal. They're not sitting there trying to take advantage. Well, they're not sitting there trying to take advantage of you personally, but they're trying to take advantage of your business and your business influence. That's the business versus personal side. It's not personal. It's just business. From a business standpoint, screw you. I'm going to get as much from you as I possibly can for free. From a personal side, after you had that business meeting, hey, man, let's go to lunch. It's on me. Let's go kick it. Let's go to the club. Let's go do whatever we do for fun. But from a business standpoint, I am not about to explode, implode, and destroy my business to make you rich. Ain't gonna happen. Please feel me on this. I hope you do. And I hope you feel me when I say, make somebody's day. Smile at somebody. Say hello. Wave. People are going through a lot, man. Life is tough. We're in the middle of a recession or the beginning of a recession or something, and it's just starting to get bad for a lot of people. But if it's still good for you and you got it in your heart to do so, if you see somebody having, not even if they're having a bad day, but if you see somebody, just wave at them. Smile. Say hi. You don't have to flirt. If you want to, please do, by all means, but you don't have to. I'm just saying, say hi to somebody. It could absolutely make their day and make them feel better if they were having an otherwise crappy day, you know? And with that being said, I hope I touched you with this episode. It is very important to me. It is very important to our culture. It is very important to what we do and for us to be able to stay alive and continue to thrive and make it in this industry. Working from home is not a favor for anybody else. Working from home is not a privilege for us. Working from home is not easier than going to work at a cubicle and doing it otherwise. So don't let people talk you down and think you should be working for cheap or working for free just because you sit at home. They have no idea what we do. So why would you let them tell you what we should do or what we should be worth, right? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I appreciate you guys, and I will talk to you in the next episode.